you know, she, as she goes, we goes in a lot of ways, because she's the one taking the ball out to the mound with her, and she's the one in the three spot in our lineup. So maybe stepping off the bus, she doesn't wow you. You know, she's not 5'10 and all that, but you can see it in one swing or one throw. There's some definite electricity in her.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Let's talk a little bit about your opponent. That would be the La Plata Bulldogs. I know they're a little bit on the younger side, but nevertheless, they knocked off a very formidable opponent in the Atlanta Hornets. So what dangers do they pose for your Eagles?
Well, they've got a lot of good players. Everybody keeps talking, yeah, they're on the younger side. I'm like, they're still playing, you know. So they're not over there thinking that our time isn't now. So we've got to be prepared for that. Olivia Coy is obviously a pretty dynamic pitcher. She has good velocity, and we're going to need to make sure that we don't give them, you know, 12 or 13 outs via the strikeout like they get most nights. We need to put pressure on them, and putting pressure on them, I'm not saying we need to go out and find a way to get 8 or 9 hits. What I'm saying is we need to force them to get as close to 21 put outs as possible. That's the only way we're going to have much of a chance, is if we can make them, you know, catch it, throw it, and catch it again. So we're looking at that. And then just, you kind of go off some of the stats and some of the all-conference, you know. They have kids who put up numbers, so we know they're going to be able to swing it a little bit. So we need to make sure that, first of all, Katie's giving us a chance to defend, you know, not putting base runners on. And we've been fielding the ball pretty well all year, so I'll take my chances with that. We just need to make sure that we're putting ourselves in position to make those plays.
Zach Short, Knox County Eagles coach, joining us here on CrestCentralMofo.com. Coach, always appreciate the time. Best of luck, and we'll talk postgame.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. We really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Not a problem. Coming up next, we'll catch up with La Plata Bulldog coach Greg Bisher. We got high school softball coming up on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri, with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
We're here on Crest and centralmoinfo.com. The La Plata Bulldogs and Knox County Eagles getting ready for some Class 1 state softball sectional action from La Plata High School. Greg Bisher's the third-year coach of the La Plata Bulldogs. And Coach, congratulations first off on your second district title in 3 years. What does this mean to you guys?
Well, you know, it means a lot. We had a lot of young kids this year moving up and playing, a lot of turnover from last year's program, and, you know, it just means that we carried the torch. J.C. Gregory, our lone senior back, has been a fantastic leader, along with Lily Cox and Tori Bodie, our other returning upperclassmen, and, you know, we've just kind of kept the program going in the right direction.
You mentioned about those upperclassmen kind of having that experience. JC being a sophomore, and then Victoria and Lily were simply just freshmen at the time when you guys played in sectionals 2 years ago against Salisbury. How much are you going to be relying on those three to kind of tell the rest of the underclassmen what that state playoff atmosphere is like?
Well, JC started and Tori started in that game, and Lily was on the field once or twice as a runner, so they've all been in the game, and they can just hopefully help those younger girls prepare mentally, you know, how to get control of your emotions and your thoughts, so you're not playing 100 miles an hour, or you know, lose track of what the situation is, or become a little overcome by the moment when you're batting. So, you know, hopefully that's what their experience will lend to some of those younger ladies.
It certainly helps that you have a phenomenal pitcher in Olivia Coy, who just happens to be only a freshman for you. How has she managed to take such a large leadership role on the mound this young?
Well, I think a lot of her, you know, travel ball. She plays elite travel softball and plays all over the country. And I think, you know, it's put her in situations where, you know, she's had to compete at a very high level. Now, I will say it's different when you compete for your school and your community. There's a different type of pressure, but in terms of playing the level of players and things that we're playing against, she has been prepared to do that for a while.
Again, Greg Bisher, Little Plata Bulldog coach, showing us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com ahead of Class 1 sectional softball action. Your opponent tonight's going to be the Knox County Eagles, and they're kind of in a similar trajectory from the aspect of they made it to the quarterfinal, all things considered, 2 years ago, and then last year they bowed out to the state champs, Canton. This time they happened to beat the state champs, Canton, and now they're back in this familiar position of the sectionals. What dangers do they pose to you, Coach?
Well, I mean, they're a complete club. They've got an outstanding pitcher, good catcher, good overall defense. Lineup's long. They can do damage, with a long ball especially. And, we're going to have to play, we're going to have to play a pretty solid game to have a chance.
You mentioned as well off air that although you guys did win the district championship, there's still plenty of potential left in this La Plata lineup. What do you want to see in this sectional game to reach that potential and head to the quarterfinals?
Well, I think we definitely got to make all the routine plays on defense. We don't have to do anything spectacular, but we got to make all the routine plays. And then offensively, we're going to have quality at-bats. We use the term quality at-bat to help measure our hitting performance and not so much hits and walks and things like that. We just want quality at-bats, and we need to have about 80% quality at-bats, I think, in order to have a chance to get enough base runners on against that pitcher who's really, really good to have a chance to win the ball game.
Greg Bisher, La Plata coach, joining us here on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Coach, as always, appreciate the time. Good luck, and we'll talk post-game.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Not a problem. And coming up, there's nothing like it. Postseason softball. First pitch between Knox County and La Plata. Trip to the Class 1 quarterfinals is on the line next on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Did you hear what's new at the Pear Tree?
Settle down there. Everyone knows what's new. They were called AJ's. Now they're called the Pear Tree.
No, it's even bigger than that.
Bigger than a name change? Pear Tree, Sub Shop, AJ's, Pear Tree again?
Yes. You can now buy gift cards for the Pear Tree online.
Well, that is kind of a big deal.
Go to thepeartreerestaurant.com and choose your dollar amount, make your payment, and they will be mailed to you.
Well, that's a nice way to shop this season. Click, 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 bam. Done shopping.
Shop online at thepeartreerestaurant.com.
Are you in need of reliable care for yourself or a loved one? La Plata Nursing Home in La Plata is a 52-bed facility providing individualized residential-focused care. They also offer rehabilitation services, including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. La Plata Nursing Home provides a 24-hour licensed nursing staff and delicious home-style meals. When looking for short-term or long-term care for the ones you love, check out La Plata Nursing Home of La Plata, proud supporters of the La Plata Lady Bulldog softball team.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Class 1 sectional between Knox County and La Plata broadcast possible. That would be the La Plata R2 School, La Plata Nursing Home, MFA Agri Services, Travis Funeral Chapel, all of La Plata. La Plata State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank, Knox County R1 School District. United State Bank of Lewistown, Edina, Ewing, Palmyra, and Shelbina. Pickle Abstract of Kirksville, Knox County Abstract of Edina, and Schuyler County Abstract of Lancaster. Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville, the Pear Tree Kitchen and Bar of Macon, Sheraton Hospital, where patients are the priority. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected, Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Columbian Online, Capital Paving and Construction. Check them out online at capitalmo.gov. And we'll nominate an outstanding player of the game. Brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services. Jeff Freeman Agency for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. It is going to be the La Plata Bulldogs who are going to come to the plate first. As you probably recall or need a refresher, any games from sectional and beyond are determined by a coin flip of who gets to be the home team. Knox County won the coin toss, and they get to be the home team on the scoreboard. So, taking a look at the La Plata lineup, it's going to be Victoria Bodie, the shortstop, batting first. Piper Woods in center, batting second. Olivia Coy bats third. She is on the mound. Batting fourth, J.C. Gregory at first base. Lily Cox bats fifth. She is the left fielder. Shaylin Weber is batting in the sixth hole. She is the third baseman. Erica Bodie bats seventh. She is in right field. Brooklyn Carvajal is batting eighth. She's at second. Tamara Bodie, the DH, bats ninth. Katie Hamlin on the mound for the Knox County Eagles. Victoria Bodie, Victoria Bodie ready in the left-handed batter's box. We're underway, and she shows fun on the first pitch of this Class 1 sectional and scores strike number one. Katie Hamlin is an outstanding pitcher in the Lewis and Clark Conference, as the Knox County Eagles are 18-4-1 on the season. Hamlin has 12 of those wins, and she shows fun again and checks. And now we're get a quick little delay between the third base umpire and the home plate umpire and getting into an agreement of a 1-1 count. But to finish up on Hamlin, she is 12-4 on the year, has a 2.8 ERA, has 104 strikeouts. As a matter of fact, both these pitchers are going to be strikeout pitchers, and she'll throw one down the middle for strike number two. Meanwhile, Bodie, just a junior, 478 average on the year. Takes the pitch down the middle for strike number three, and Katie Hamlin off to a nice start for the Knox County Eagles. As we take a look at the defense behind her, it is Caitlin Campbell on the left, Haley Miller in center, Kinsley Johnson in right, Danella Dooley is at third, Tata Mason at short as strike number one's down the middle for Piper Wood. Savannah Mock is at short, Sydney Miller is at first, Riley Strange behind the plate, and Hamlin ready for the 0-1 count. The pitch. Ball just a hair inside from our home plate umpire as Wood comes to the plate. She's just a freshman for this little plate lineup. Leads the team in average 491 on the year with 15 RBIs. Has one bomb as well. Hamlin's fastball is a little up and in as Riley Strange, the sophomore, is calling the pitches behind the plate. 2-1. And Piper Wood drives one out into center field. This will stay in the yard, and it will be Haley Miller that will record a loud at second out. It's 200 to the corners here at La Plata. And I believe it's actually 200 all the way around, because there's no indication in the power alley, and just from the naked eye, it looks about the same distance. And now a screamer to the second baseman, that is Savannah Mock, as Olivia Coy takes the final out, and she'll come to the mound for the bottom of the first. Knox County coming up, no score. We're underway in the Class 1 sectional on CrestCentralMoInfo.com. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Do you find yourself unable to get to the doctor because your schedule is so hectic? Total Family Healthcare in Macon is making it easier for you to be seen when it works for you. Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic is open weekdays from 8:30 to 4. Now you have the opportunity to see a doctor when it suits you at Total Family Healthcare's walk-in clinic in Macon, making it easier for you to take care of yourself. Total Family Healthcare in Macon, online at smhmo.org.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
On the mound for the La Plata Bulldogs is Olivia Coy. She is just a freshman with a 12-3 record on the season and a 1.94 ERA, has 161 strikeouts. And you heard in our pregame with head coach Zach Short, they don't want strikeouts. They want quality at-bats in any facet they can. If it results in a groundout, then so be it. But they want balls in play, and that's going to be the key. Not just for the Knox County offense, but also the La Plata offense. We'll tell you about the Knox County lineup in just a second. It's Kinsley Johnson, the right fielder, that will lead things off. She is batting .348 on your left-handed batter. Will foul one into the Knox County dugout on the third base side. She will be followed by Sydney Miller, who's at first. Katie Hamlin on the mound bats third. Tata Mason bats fourth. She's at short. Riley Strange bats fifth. She is the catcher. Savannah Mock is batting sixth. She's at second. The DH is Michaela Griffith. Then it's Haley Miller in center. Danella Dooley is batting ninth. Here's the 0-1. And this is a grounder and goes off of the knee of Victoria Bodie to shortstop. And right on cue, it is going to be an error by the La Plata shortstop. And Kinsley Johnson is going to reach on. So Sydney Miller now comes to the plate. She is the first baseman for this Knox County Eagles. 333 average on the season. She is verbally committed to John Wood Community College to play some hoops next winter. And she's in a 1-0 count, as the pitch was to the inside from Coy. Here's another one. Bunt. And they are going to take the out at first. Good work charging in J.C. Gregory. And coming over is Carvajal for the first out. It does advance Kinsley Johnson over to second. So sacrifice is successful. Now Katie Hamlin comes to the plate. She will be playing softball at John Wood Community College next year. Her first pitch is a changeup, and it looks like that slipped out of the right hand of Cox, and or Coy, I should say. And it's a 1-0 count. Sun might be a little bit of a factor, at least for the first couple innings for both of these pitchers, as Coy winds a 1-0, and Hamlin drives one into right center field. This will get down for a base hit. And turning the corner is Kinsley Johnson. She's coming home. Knox County takes a 1-0 lead. RBI double by Katie Hamlin. Just some key situational hitting there with the bunt, which advanced the runner from Sydney Miller. Johnson got over to second, and then all Hamlin had to do is just put the ball in play in the outfield, and that was going to be an easy run for Johnson. And she gathers her 24th run of the season. So Knox County takes a 1-0 lead in this quarterfinal. Now to the plate is Tata Mason. And she fans at a strike down the middle from Coy. Hamlin on second. Position to run over at third. Coy the windup and the pitch. A little low and in the dirt. Does not get past the catcher, Avery Slaughter. As we take a look at the rest of the La Plata defense, Lily Cox is in left. Piper Wood at center. Erica Bodie is in right. Shaylin Weber at third. Victoria Bodie at short. Brooklyn Carvajal at second. J.C. Gregory at first, as strike two's down the middle to Tata Mason. Slaughter behind the plate. Coy is on the mound. One-two pitch. Spanked into right field, track and foul, and will go that direction by about a good 10 feet. Loud foul ball there by Tata Mason. So she'll come back to the dish. 440 average on the season, leads the team in RBIs with 30 on the year. Now time is called by our home plate umpire. Now we're ready to resume play. Coy trying to get out the first inning, although there's just one out, rolls in the dirt. Hamlin with about a 10-foot lead off second. Now we'll track back in. The winner of this game is going to get either Meadville or Brunswick-Keatsville, and that sectional is actually taking place. If you're interested in happening to listen to that on 99.9 The Captain, that gets underway at 6 o'clock. Swing and a miss. Tata Mason strikes out to Olivia Coy, and that is the first for the freshman. So I'll bring up Riley Strange with two outs here. Knox County already has a 1-0 lead thanks to Katie Hamlin's RBI double. Score Kinsley Johnson, and here's the pitch. This one is low and outside. And it's a 1-0. Full crowd here on both sides of the bleachers here at La Plata Softball Stadium. High school is about a mile north of here. And this is a chopper. Might have gone off of the hand of Strange. And it's just to shake it off. It's a pretty brisk afternoon with temperatures expected to be in the lower 50s, upper 40s throughout the duration of this game. Here's a 1-1, and getting under that is Strange trying to get in, and it's on the line. It's fair, and that's going to score Katie Hamlin. It was close to the line, and it actually bounced on the line, as a matter of fact. The umpire ruled fair, and because and with that said, Knox County takes a 2-0 lead. Not much you can do there if you're a Bodie or Gregory. Both made a good effort to track that down, but that was a perfectly placed looper pretty much right on the right field line. And now we'll get a courtesy runner coming in here. It's going to be Lindsey Howe for Riley Strange, who will do the courtesy running. But yeah, that ball basically landed right in between Gregory and Bodie. Right on the foul line, and we call it fair. So the Eagles take a 2-0 lead in the bottom half of the first inning. Coy trying to get out of it for La Plata. Here's pitch, and that's going to be fouled off the backstop. First strike, one. Savannah Mock, today's second baseman, a .262 average on the season. With 14 RBI, she also has a home run a year for the Lady Eagles. Here's the second pitch. That's going to be fouled off the backstop again and drop just in front of the La Plata crowd. 0-2 coming up. We even have people sitting on the hillside just beyond center field wanting to get a decent look of what's going on in this sectional. Here's the pitch. Elevating fastball by Coy. Good catch there by Slaughter to keep it in front of her. And we're getting ready for a 1-2. Again, Lindsey Howe is at first for Knox County. Two outs here in the first. Another screamer foul, and this one will leave the yard just in the wrong direction. Quickly running out of softballs here in the home plate umpire has to corral a couple more. One, two coming up. The pitch to Mock. Comebacker right into the glove of Olivia Coy, and that is going to be the end of the bottom of the first. Knox County takes a 2-0 lead thanks to a pair of RBIs from Katie Hamlin and Riley Strange. La Plata coming up top second next on Grass.
MFA AgriService in La Plata is the right choice for all your farm supply needs. Whatever you need, MFA AgriService has you covered. Stop by and let the experts help you with all your fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, custom spraying, and custom spreading needs. MFA AgriServices is also offering custom anhydrous application. MFA AgriService prides itself in serving the area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. That's what you know you'll get from MFA AgriService in La Plata.
The La Plata R2 School District takes pride in its students and the way they represent the La Plata community. A quality education comes first, but the La Plata R2 School also offers students the opportunity to become involved in athletics and extracurricular activities, which produce a well-rounded individual. The students in the La Plata School District are taught that a positive attitude is the key to success. Proudly supporting the families, fans, coaches, teachers, and everyone involved in the La Plata softball season.
When you're raising cattle, you have your standards. The right feed, plenty of pasture. As your ag financial partner, we've got our standards too. Like being there to help you run your business with the loans and appraisals you need. Raising cattle and raising standards. So stop by and let's talk. United State Bank, a better way to bank. Member FDIC.
J.C. Gregory leads off the top of the second inning for the La Plata Bulldogs. She's in a 1-0 count. Now 1-1 count as Katie Hamlin throws fastball on the right edge of the plate. Gregory batting 351 on the season with 30 RBIs, and she is going to line this right to the first baseman, Sydney Miller, for the first out. So Gregory is retired, and now the left fielder, Lily Cox, will come to the plate. She actually is one of three La Plata Bulldogs who played in the last sectional contest, which was 2 years ago. And the Bulldogs ultimately fell to Salisbury in a sectional. Coincidentally or not, Knox County also fell to Salisbury in the very next round in the quarterfinals. And that was the year that the Lady Panthers proceeded at the same. They ended up finishing fourth 2 years ago. They're also in action in the sectional play tonight, and Cox is retired with three straight pitches, and Hamlin's got her second strikeout. It is Shaylin Weber now to the plate. Hamlin fires one a little outside for ball number one. Weber banged 269 on the year with 15 RBIs. And that one, she gets a little under, and that's going to be fouled towards the Knox County Bleachers on the third base side. And we'll get a 1-1 count. One-one, the pitch. A little high and inside. Results in a 2-1 count. Hamlin winds, delivers it, and this one is high and outside this time. Hitter's count now coming for Shaylin Weber. Sophomore, ready. Pop up into right field. Giving it a look is Kinsley Johnson, and this will go in an hour glove, and it'll be a two-out error for Shaylin Weber. And her on-base percentage has been incredible. It's been well over a 500 on the year. And Greg Bisher really likes the way she can kind of hit the long ball and great on the situational side. So she does her job there. And now it's speed in the 7-8-9 hole for the La Plata Bulldogs. Erica Bodie is the first of the three speedsters. And she takes strike one. She is the right fielder today, batting 245 with 7 RBIs. And she fans at strike number two a little bit low. Looks like a swinging bunt that they're trying to go with. And Hamlin's one strike away from getting out of the second. Here's the pitch. And this is going to be a roller right to Hamlin. Takes her time, and they say it went off of the leg of Bodie, so it's a dead ball, and they'll come on back. So here's the 0-2, the pitch, and she'll fight that one off. Now we'll ricochet into the Knox County crowd. The count. Here's the pitch. And the fastball a little bit outside to the left-handed batter, Bodie. One runner on with two outs for the Bulldogs. She's at first. And she just gets a piece of it. She was trying to get a running start on the hit. And this will go down the third base side. And it's a 1-2 count once again. Weber, the runner at first for La Plata. Knox County leads 2-0. Here's the pitch. Low and inside. The wind up by Hamlin, 2-2. And this is going to be a grounder bobbled by Mason, and both runners are safe. So a pair of errors from the Knox County Lady Eagles gives La Plata a little bit of life here in this second. Mason was in position of it, but it kind of just hopped on her when it reached the glove. And now it's Brooklyn Carvajal to the plate. She takes strike number one. And the Bulldogs make Knox County play a screamer, and it's caught by the La Plata assistant coach. Doesn't count as an out. Now it's an 0-2. Carvajal ready. 0-2. Hamlin finds. Grounder foul. Down the first base line and off of the fence. And that ball will go into the La Plata dugout. Carvajal in an 0-2 count. The pitch. Just high and outside. Hamlin thought she had strike number three and quickly walks back to the circle. 1-2. Here's the pitch. Grounder. This should be the third out, as it is to the second baseman, Savannah Mock, and it is just that. So Knox County gets out of a first and second jam. They still lead 2-0. And as we go to the bottom of the second, next on Crest, CentralMoInfo.com.
With fall harvest comes fall application of fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemicals. At Northeast Missouri Co-op at Edina, they know as a farmer your time is valuable. They'll help save you time by custom applying dry fertilizer to your fields with variable rate technology, and custom applying anhydrous as well as custom applying chemicals this fall, so you'll be prepared for next year. Give Northeast Missouri Co-op a call today. Their goal is to help you this fall so you'll be ready for next spring. Remember, service is a priority at Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the business loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Bottom of the second inning, and we're starting out with the bottom half of the order for the Knox County Eagles. It is Savannah, or Michaela Griffith, I should say, who will be the first, and she fans at strike number one. Here's the next pitch, fouled away. It's a little off-road behind the first base bleachers. A lot of the foul balls have been heading that direction to start out this game. So we've had a delay or two just to get some fresh softballs. And on three pitches, Coy strikes out Michaela Griffith. And that is her second strikeout on the afternoon. Haley Miller now to the plate. The Knox County center fielder batting .255 on the year indicates bunt. It's a swinging bunt, and it'll be fouled down the first base side. 0-1 to count. Coy, just a freshman for the Bulldogs, and she'll wind one over the head. A slaughter, nobody on, so that will not affect anyone. But she was the team manager for the past couple years for the La Plata Bulldogs while she was in middle school, and she was participating in a lot of elite club ball across the United States over the past few years. This is her first state playoff appearance. She's ahead in a 1-2 count, and she'll try and get the third strike, and it's fouled away by Haley Miller in a 1-2. One, two coming up. Here's Miller, the pitch. Check swing, and it didn't matter. It was down to middle for strike number three. Back-to-back K's for the freshman. Now bring up Daniela Dooley. Number nine hitter in the Knox County lineup. Gets the first pitch. McCoy, the right-handed batter, takes it inside. She's batting 263 with 14 RBIs, 13 runs on the year. Coy gets a signal from Slaughter. 1-0. Pop up. Giving it a look was Gregory, and a little too far out of her reach and foul territory. And it's a 1-1. Two quick hits in the first for Knox County has this a 2-0 lead for the Eagles, looking to head to their second quarterfinal in 3 years. Here's a grounder, Coy on the comebacker to first base, and that's the final out. The freshman starting to settle down for La Plata as we play two. Knox County leads 2-0 on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
If you're a producer, you're busy. You don't always have time to run to the bank. So get our new mobile ag banking app. You can deposit checks, transfer funds, make payments right from your smartphone or tablet. Bank from the field, farm, or wherever you are. Just visit our website or talk to us. Best part is the money stays local where it can help you grow. United State Bank, a better way to bank. Member FDIC.
Are you in need of reliable care for yourself or a loved one? La Plata Nursing Home in La Plata is a 52-bed facility providing individualized residential-focused care. They also offer rehabilitation services including physical, occupational, and speech therapy. La Plata Nursing Home provides a 24-hour licensed nursing staff and delicious home-style meals. When looking for short-term or long-term care for the ones you love, check out La Plata Nursing Home of La Plata, proud supporters of the La Plata Lady Bulldog softball team.
You're listening to KRES Moberly as we're in La Plata tonight for Class 1 sectional softball action between the Bulldogs and the Knox County Eagles. And we are in the bottom, or top of the third, I should say, and Tamara Bodie will lead things off for La Plata. She is in a 0-2 count to Katie Hamlin. Knox County leads 2-0. Again, the winner will head to the Class 1 quarterfinal, which is taking place this Saturday, and the winner will either get Meadville or Brunswick-Keytesville. If you're interested in listening in that game, it is just now underway over on 99.9 FM. And also CentralMoInfo.com if you're interested. 1-2 to count here to Bodie. And it's going to be a little floater. No problem for the shortstop, Tatum Mason, as she squats down and makes the catch. And now it'll be Victoria Bodie to the plate. She struck out to start out this game, and on one pitch, she grounds to the second baseman, Savannah Mock, for the second out. So Hamlin looking for a quick 1-2-3 inning. It'll be Piper Wood. Wood, the freshman, flew out to Haley Miller in the first. And here's her first fastball, hair outside. One-oh, grounder, down third base side, foul. One of the things that will play the Bulldogs, you heard during the pregame, was looking to get was quality at-bats. You heard Greg Fisher mention they were looking to get about 80% quality at-bats throughout the duration of this game, and so far they have not recorded a base hit. It's a pair of errors, and here is a pop-up in the foul territory. This will get out of the yard down the third base side by Wood. They're hoping to see some more patient at-bats, I think, would be thing you're looking for if you're La Plata. We've already seen Hamlin get a pair of outs on three pitches. Here's the 1-2. Fastball gets Piper Wood looking. 1-2-3 inning. The second one for Katie Hamlin. Knox County still leads 2-0 as we go to the bottom half of the third. Next on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Did you hear what's new at the Pear Tree?
Settle down there. Everyone knows what's new. They were called AJ's, now they're called the Pear Tree.
No, it's even bigger than that.
Bigger than a name change?
Pear Tree, Sub Shop, AJ's, Pear Tree again?
Yes, you can now buy gift cards for the Pear Tree online.
Well, that is kind of a big deal.
Go to thepeartreerestaurant.com and choose your dollar amount, make your payment, and they will be mailed to you.
Well, that's a nice way to shop this season. Click, 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 bam, done shopping.
Shop online at the Pear Tree Restaurant.
When the most difficult time in your life takes place and you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, Travis Funeral Chapel of La Plata is there for you. Available 24 hours a day, Travis Funeral Chapel will help you with every detail and are dedicated to carrying out the final wishes of your loved one. Randy, Michelle, Neil, and Sherry Travis are known for their personal and professional services, efficiency, and reflection. Whether you're deciding on your pre-arrangement needs or choosing what is right for a loved one, give Travis Funeral Chapel of La Plata a call or visit their website at travisfuneralchapel.com.
We're back here in La Plata. It is the bottom half of the third inning. Knox County leads La Plata 2-0. And leading things off for the Eagles is the top of the order. Kinsley Johnson, then it'll be Sydney Miller and Katie Hamlin. First pitch from Olivia Coy is outside for ball number one. A little bit of a chilly evening tonight here in La Plata, as it's now a 2-0 count. 55 degrees to be exact, and a little bit of a breeze, 10 to 15 mile per hour northeast wind, essentially blowing from center to home plate. Rio to count as Coy struggling to find the strike zone here on Kinsley Johnson. Here's the pitch, and that one's a little more inside, good enough for strike one. Johnson reached on an error in her first at bat and scored one of two Knox County runs. Screamer down the left field side for a base hit. And she's going to turn the corner for two, and there will be no throw. It's a stand-up double for Kinsley Johnson. Coy got behind in the count on the 3-0 and then it resulted in the 3-1. And that was the hitter's count. Johnson took advantage of it, put it over the third baseman and into left field. So the approach Sydney Miller will have, she went bunt last go around trying to advance for her. She's indicating it again, which would be a fairly wise decision, and she'll foul this one off for strike one on the first base side. And she's got the 0-1. Here's the next. Shows bunt again. A little bit high from Coy. And Sydney Miller will back off that. She's 0-for-1 with that sack in the first, which allowed Johnson to get the second. She's at second now. Here's a 1-1. Coy's pitch. Good enough for strike two. The fastball on 4 o'clock. 1-2 coming. The pitch. Eldane fastball high. 2-2. Two-two. pitch. Fly ball in the right field, track and foul. And we'll do it again. It's going to get a little more dark here. Two-two, the pitch coming to Sydney Miller. Here comes. Fastball up and away. This is where you want to have some smart base running here if you're Kinsley Johnson. You do want to get a little bit of a lead, but you don't want to get too far of a lead and get caught in either a rundown or tag out. Here's the pitch. Screamer in the right field for a base hit. They're going to be aggressive and go home, and it's not going to be a problem. Knox County takes a 3-0 lead. Johnson scores her second run on the afternoon now, early evening. And Miller will pick up an RBI single in the process. Timely hits have been a theme here for this Knox County Lady Eagle team. Here's a elevating fastball, and looked like it was a changeup. That gets past Slaughter, and it'll be Sydney Miller that will easily advance over to second off the wild pitch. And now Greg Bisher is going to have a quick chat with Olivia Coy just to see how things are going. And this is something in the pregame as well Bisher was talking about. Coy being just a freshman, and this is she's pitched in a lot of high pressure situations, but there's a little bit of a different kind of pressure that you face when you're playing for your town in the state playoffs, and you have to wonder if that is getting to Coy perhaps maybe a little bit. Fisher knows all about big-time games himself. Here's a screamer foul, and that is going to bounce into La Plata bleachers. Fisher also the boys' basketball coach for La Plata Bulldogs, but he's won a state basketball championship with the Sturgeon Bulldogs a little while ago, so albeit they are different sports, he does have that demeanor and knows what it takes to see championship teams. And it's now a 2-1 count. It's the changeup from Coy. A little up and in. 3-0, Knox County leads. Katie Hamlin on the right side of the batter's box. Awaits a 2-1. Check swing, and it's 3-1. Hamlin did not go. Hitter's count coming up for the Knox County senior. She's one of seven. Here's the pitch. Grounder gets past the second baseman for a base hit. Katie Hamlin has her second RBI on the afternoon. It's now 4-0 Knox County as Sydney Miller points to Hamlin for the second time. Thank you for getting me home. So it'll be Tatum Mason now to the plate. Here's the pitch. Elevating fastball. That's going to get over Slaughter, and Hamlin's advancing over now to third. She takes second. Here's a throw, and tag's not going to be in time. Hamlin hustling the entire way as soon as the ball got away. And Hamlin gets two bags in the process. That's some aggressive base running as well. And Knox County can really open this game up with a hit. Here's a foul ball off the backstop. 1-1. Again, this is a very strong Knox County team. They made the quarterfinal 1 year ago, but don't underestimate these Eagles because they took on Canton in the district championships. Here's a foul ball screamer to the right side. They beat the state champs in the district championship 2-1 this past Saturday. And then last year, Knox County season ended to Canton. And this is going to be a strikeout as Mason fouls it away, but it goes in the glove of Slaughter. That's the first out of the third inning. So now it's Riley Strange to the plate. Fastball up and away, but finish that point. Knox County and Canton have played in district championships for the past 3 years. And Knox County's season ended last year to the state champs. This year they got the upper hand, and 2 years ago they beat Canton to get to the sectional. So here's a 2-0 count coming up here to Strange. And that Canton team actually had a decent amount of turnover as well, and a strikeout back-to-back K's for Strange, as it appears Coy is starting to settle down just a little. Or check that. That's actually a strike number one. And the balls and strikes a little messed up. It's actually a 2-1 count, and now Strange, this is over to the shortstop, Bodie, and that is going to be an out. So that'll be the second out. McCann had a decent amount of turnover in their lineup from 1 year ago. They graduated three key seniors, even including their starting pitcher, which was Olivia Jarvis. And they had they were resilient. And Zach Short said, credit them. They're one of the more resilient teams that they'll face all year. And they faced all year. And it's a hard fought battle all the way to the finish. So the Eagles have been already battle tested. We'll talk about La Plata's road in just a little bit. Here's a foul ball by Savannah Mock. She had a comebacker to Coy in her first at bat. 0-2 coming up. Can she get out of the third? Coy delivers. Grounder. And this will get into center field for a base hit. And this will score Hamlin. 5-0 Knox County off the RBI from Savannah Mock. And it'll bring up Michaela Griffith. Griffith struck out to Coy in the second. This is the seventh batter, and this one's going to get by, and it'll advance Mock to second. A couple quick swings from Griffith. La Plata Bulldogs managed to get to the district championships. They were the one seed, and this one is fouled off the fence. They fell to Atlanta last year in the district championship, and this year they beat Atlanta 5-4. And here's the 1-0, and Coy's having a hard time with her command, and heading over to third is Savannah Mock. Just seems like a couple of times Coy's having a hard time with her release point. Now she gets a quick word of encouragement from junior Tori Bodie. Here's a 2-1. And this one is smoked into right center field for another base hit. 6-0 Knox County Griffith turning the corner for two, and she's in for a stand-up double. It's been a tough go for the freshman on the mound. She's working on battling through it. It's a 6-0 lead for Knox County in the third inning. I don't think any of us saw this coming. Two teams that really predicate themselves on some solid defense and pitching. And Haley Miller will take strike number one down the middle. But the Knox County bats come alive in this sectional. This one bounces off the backstop. 0-2 now. Koya has four strikeouts already through 2 2/3. She really needs one now. Here is an 0-2, the pitch. A little outside. 1-2 the count. This is the eighth batter in the lineup. Haley Miller struck out looking to Coy in the previous inning. Swing and a miss. Fastball down the middle. But Knox County, a big time third inning with four runs in the third. La Playa has got some work to do as they trail 6-0 on CrestCentralMoInfo.com.
The La Playa R2 School District takes pride in its students and the way they represent the La Playa community. A quality education comes first, but the La Playa R2 School also offers students the opportunity to become involved in athletics and extracurricular activities, which produce a well-rounded individual. The students in the La Playa School District are taught that a positive attitude is the key to success. Proudly supporting the families, fans, coaches, teachers, and everyone involved in the La Plata softball season.
MFA AgriService in La Plata is the right choice for all your farm supply needs. Whatever you need, MFA AgriService has you covered. Stop by and let the experts help you with all your fertilizer, crop protection, seed, feed, custom spraying, and custom spreading needs. MFA AgriServices is also offering custom anhydrous application. MFA AgriService prides itself in serving the area farmers with years of knowledge, dependable names, and dependable service. That's what you know you'll get from MFA AgriService in La Plata.
After a four-run bottom of the third for the Knox County Lady Eagles, it is La Plata's turn in the top half of the fourth inning. And it will be Olivia Coy who will lead things off for La Plata. Hamlin, a little bit of a break on the mound, and she gets right back to work with strike one down the middle. Coy, a grounder, and that's the first base hit for the Bulldogs, and that will get into center field, and it's a leadoff single for Olivia Coy, and that breaks up the no-hitter that Hamlin had through three innings. La Plata had two base runners in the previous inning, but both reached on error. And I'll bring up J.C. Gregory. She lined out to Sydney Miller, the first baseman. Here's the first pitch. And that one's down for strike one. Hamlin working pretty quickly here with catcher Riley Strange. Here's the 0-1. Pitch low and outside. 1-1 the count. Knox County defense playing a little bit in for Gregory. And here's a swinger. They're going to look to get the lead runner. Possibly two. Hey, got it. It's a 1-4-3 double play for Knox County. And just like that, erases all the base runners for the La Plata Bulldogs. And I'll bring up Cox. great awareness by Hamlin to recognize that it wasn't that large of a lead for Coy off the bag. So they got the lead runner, and quickly making the turnaround was Savannah Mock. Get it over to first. Well executed. Here's a 1-0. Now down the middle for strike one for Lily Cox. Some of the Sox County team really predicates on is their defense, albeit they did give up the two errors. That was a well-executed double play. 2-1 to count. To Cox, the pitch. A little bit low. 3-1. On deck is Shailen Weber for the La Plata Bulldogs. 3-1. Here it comes. A little bit high, and Cox reaches on base via the walk for the 25th time this season. She has an interesting comparison to according to Greg Fisher. She is the Matt Carpenter of the Bulldog lineup in regards to she gets a lot of walks. She doesn't have the power that Matt Carpenter had this past season with his 36 home runs. But she does provide some offense. Here is a screamer down the left field side, and that's going to drop. As getting, trying to field that, it was Caitlin Campbell. And just a little bit short, so La Plata has two people on. With two outs. And I'll bring up Erica Bodie now. And she will take ball one a little bit outside. Sun has set here in La Plata. Floodlights start to come on and temperature really starting to drop. 1-0 the pitch. Now outside and low to the left-handed Bodie. 2-0. Cox is at second. Weber at first for La Plata. 2-0. Now 3-0. Brooklyn Carvajal next up for La Plata. If Bodie can get on. That one is low, and it's a four-pitch walk. La Plata has the bases loaded with two outs, all coming with two outs, as a matter of fact. And now, Zach Short, the first-year head coach of the Knox County Eagles, wants to talk with Katie Hamlin, wanting to know what's going on with the command. La Plata gets all three of their base runners on with two outs after the double play. There's a walk by Cox, a single by Shailen Weber. Actually, check that, an error. And then another walk by Erica Bodie. And with two outs, the Bulldogs can make this a little bit interesting. Hamlin going to stay in, as you would expect. Short took over for Becky Barnhill, who coached the Eagles for 5 years. It's a little bit last second hit. Short took the job, and here's a line drive, and this will get over the right fielder head. It's going to be Brooklyn Carvajal who comes up big for the Bulldogs, and it's going to be two as we get a throw at the plate, not a dime. Make that three, as a matter of fact. And La Plata cuts the lead in half. Carvajal gets all the way over to third on the bases clearing RBI triple. This all with two outs. Now it's Tamara Bodie. just when it looked like Knox County was going to run away with this, La Plata gets some life thanks to their freshman second baseman and Bodie fans at strike number two. Can they take advantage of Hamlin, who is struggling to find her command here with two outs in the fourth? 0-2, and this one's going to be fouled off. And a nice grab by one of the Knox County fans in the bleachers. And we'll get an 0-2. Tamara Bodie flew out to the shortstop Mason in her last hit bag, and check swing. She did not go. It looked like strike three was there for Bodie, and the third base umpire said she did not swing across the plate. Here's a 1-2 pitch. Grounder. This is to the third baseman. Dooley and over to first for the final out. La Plata cuts the lead in half thanks to a three-run RBI by Brooklyn Carvajal. We'll be back on Crest, CentralMoinfo.com with Knox County coming up in the bottom of the fourth.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
It's free. Capital Paving and Construction is a full-service asphalt paving company that includes asphalt repair, sealing, coating, resurfacing, paving, and maintenance. And here's the free part. Capital Paving and Construction offers a free estimate of your project and strive to accomplish it on a timely basis. They work with your schedule and your budget. From heavy highway construction and DOT paving to residential asphalt, count on the quality of Capital Paving and Construction in Central Missouri with offices in Columbia, Jefferson City, and beyond. Call today for your estimate or go to capitalmo.com.
Bottom of the fourth inning on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com. It is going to be Daniela Dooley and then Kinsley Johnson and Sydney Miller for the Knox County Lady Eagles. Dooley is in an 0-1 count to Olivia Coy. Here's the next, a little bit low. So La Plata gets back in it, trailing 6-0 after three with three in the top half of the fourth. What does Knox County have at for an answer? Here's a 1-1. The pitch. Grounder. This is going to be to the shortstop. Victoria Bodie over to first for the first out. And Kinsley Johnson, who has two of the six Knox County runs, comes back to the plate. She is 1-for-1, reached on an error in her first at bat. Her first pitch from Coy is on the outside part for strike one. Again, winner will either get Meadville or Brunswick-Keatsville in Class 1 quarterfinal Saturday. That'll likely be an afternoon start. 1-1 to count. Here's the pitch to Johnson. Up and in. 2-1. Coy has four strikeouts. Here's a pop up in the shallow left field, and it is going to be the shortstop, Victoria Bodie, that records the second out, probably about 2 feet in, into the left field grass. And with that, it'll bring up Sydney Miller. Coy trying to get a 1-2-3 inning. She has yet to record one. Or check that, she did in the second inning. So she's looking for a second 1-2-3 inning. And she may get it. Grounder to Bodie again. Over to first. 1-2-3 inning. And that's a big defensive inning for the La Plata Bulldogs. It's 6-3 as we go to the fifth. Next on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Our bodies go through a lot in one lifetime. Wounds, burns, failed skin grafts, crush injuries, gangrene, radiation injury, brain abscess, carbon monoxide poisoning, hair embolism, decompression sickness, compartment syndrome, retinal artery occlusion, sudden sense of neural hearing loss. Breathe in and allow the healing to begin.
The Wound Healing Center at Samaritan Hospital offers therapy that heals your wounds from the inside out. If you have a wound that is not healed in 4 weeks, ask your doctor if hyperbaric oxygen therapy would benefit you. Visit smhmo.org.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County.
We're back here on the Superstation. La Plata trails Knox County 6-3. They had three runs in the previous inning. Can they add three more and tie this up? It's going to be a pop-up in foul territory caught by the catcher, Riley Strange. And that will retire the top of the order, Victoria Bodie. So Bodie now over three on the evening now. And it'll bring up Piper Wood. She is also 0-2. Struck out, swinging to Hamlin, her last at bat. Two pitches, two outs for Katie Hamlin as this is grounded to Tatum Mason, the shortstop. No problem throwing it over to first. It was Coy who reached in the fourth inning, and then this is where La Plata did their damage. Coy's run was a race, but La Plata got their three base runners on with two outs in the last inning. First pitch is strike one. It was partially tipped there by Coy. Here's the 0-1. Screamer will get into center field, and it's another two-out base runner for the La Plata Bulldogs. This time it's a base hit for Olivia Coy. Now she is 2-3. You know, two outs. They will keep Coy at third. No courtesy runner for her. And it will be JT Gregory. Pop up on the first pitch. This will stay in the yard looking to get it. It's going to drop for a fair ball. Olivia Coy coming home. We're going to play the plate. Up in time. It's 6-4 La Plata. Coy hustling the whole way. And a good effort by Johnson, the right fielder, to try and get it, but the throw was just not in time. And now we're going to get a defensive discussion, and I think Hamlin wanted to bring everyone in. Zach Short not coming out, wanted to discuss how they want to attack. Lily Cox, as Gregory will get credited for the RBI. Lily Cox with two outs. Take strike one down the middle. It's nice to see Knox County take ownership and not have the head coach come out for a situation like this. Here is an 0-2. And it might have been called by the catcher, Riley Strange. Here's an 0-2. The pitch. Fly ball in the left field. This will drop for a hit. Here comes Gregory, 6-5, La Plata. Lily Cox gets the second on the RBI double. And as you can hear right behind me, This La Playa crowd loves what they're seeing. We've seen a lot more quality at-bats here from the Bulldogs in these last two innings. And they are one base hit away from tying this up, which did not look remotely possible just two innings ago. 1-0 the count to Shailen Weber. She's reached on error both her times, and she fans at strike one and the pitch low on outside. Big at-bat in the game. Hamlin, the pitch. Fouled away in third base, and what a play there by Daniela Bodie. Dooley with a sensational grab to end the top of the fifth inning. But La Plata's now just within one as we go to the bottom of the fifth on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
At La Plata State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank, there is a good relationship between the bank and you because La Plata State Bank works hard to help you get the most out of your money. That is one reason why the customers who began banking at La Plata State Bank years ago are still satisfied customers. La Plata State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank, is your full-service home-owned bank in La Plata and a proud supporter of the La Plata Lady Bulldogs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When the most difficult time in your life takes place and you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, Travis Funeral Chapel of La Plata is there for you. Available 24 hours a day, Travis Funeral Chapel will help you with every detail and are dedicated to carrying out the final wishes of your loved one. Randy, Michelle, Neil, and Sherry Travis are known for their personal and professional services, efficiency, and reflection. Whether you're deciding on your pre-arrangement needs or choosing what is right for a loved one, give Travis Funeral Chapel of La Plata a call or visit their website at travisfuneralchapel.com.
Katie Hamlin will lead things off for Knox County in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Coy coming off a 1-2-3 inning for La Plata, and they have plenty of momentum to go with it. And they try and hold the Knox County offense at bay. It's a 1-0 count as the pitch was high and outside. Here's the next. Hamlin drives one into right center field. No doubt about that one. Hamlin hits her sixth bomb of the season, and Knox County takes a two-run lead back. They will come around home plate out of the dugout, waiting the senior ace as she hops on home plate. And just like that, it silenced the La Plata crowd in a heartbeat. So Hamlin gets her sixth home run on the season, a solo shot to right center field. And that's a big run for Knox County, a little bit of insurance. Now, a grounder over to second, just in time for the second out as Tatum Mason's retired on the first pitch. It was bobbled there by Carvajal, who had the three RBI triple in the fourth. But to gather itself and got it to the first baseman, J.C. Gregory, just in time. And I'll bring up Riley Strange now. She had an RBI in the first. Grounded on her second. Here's a shot in the right field. This one, not as far as Hamlin's. And it'll be caught by Erica Bodie, the right fielder for La Plata. And that's the second out. Savannah Mock now to the plate. Knox County in their black uniforms. Red numbering, white trimming around those numbers. La Plata in their home white uniforms, albeit they're the road team. Red high socks, red numbers, black trimming around the letters and numbers. Here is a 0-1 pitch to Savannah Mock in. Call for first strike. Here comes the second. This one, a flare foul. Over to first base side, out of play, 0-2. Coy looking for a quick inning. And the pitch. High and outside. One, two, the pitch. Swing and a miss. In the dirt, they'll throw it over to first, and that'll be it. It is a 1-2-3 inning for Olivia Coy. However, she gave up a lead solo shot to Katie Hamlin, and Knox County takes a 7-5 lead as we go to the sixth inning on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
With fall harvest comes fall application of fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemicals. At Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina, they know as a farmer your time is valuable. They'll help save you time by custom applying dry fertilizer to your fields with variable rate technology and custom applying anhydrous as well as custom applying chemicals this fall so you'll be prepared for next year. Give Northeast Missouri Co-op a call today. Their goal is to help you this fall so you'll be ready for next spring. Remember, service is a priority at Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
We are ready for the sixth inning. It's the top half of the sixth. 7-5, Knox County with the lead. It'll be Erica Bodie, Brooklyn Carvajal, and Tamara Bodie for La Plata. It's the bottom half of the order, or the bottom third of the order, I should say, Bodie. And with the swing of bunt goes right in front of home plate, and Riley Strange will throw over to first for the first out. Carvajal to the plate. The big three RBI triple in her last at bat. She grounded out in her first at bat. Her first pitch. Fouled away. Strange gave it a look and it's going to be strike one. Carvajal is actually new to the La Plata district. And she's really starting to fit in. She does a little bit of pitching as well. She's actually 1-0 on year on the mound. So she could be a potential option. This one's fouled away. Ricocheted off the back step and into the La Plata bleachers again. Come on, 0-2 count. High fastball outside. 2-1. One, two, the Carvajal, grounder. This is to the first baseman, Sydney Miller, and she'll take three steps towards the back for the second out. Now it's Tamara Bodie. She is 0-2 tonight. From a pair of a pop out to the shortstop Mason and a ground out to Daniela Dooley. She's in a 1-0 count. The pitch outside. Left-handed batter. Here's 1-0 from Hamlin. That one's down the middle for strike one. Again, La Plata's been doing all their damage offensively with two outs. Here's another, and swinging bunt foul down third base side. The left-handed batter, Bodie, swung a hair too early. Bodie steps back into the left-handed batter's box. Here's the 1-2 from Hamlin. Swing and a miss. Another strikeout for Katie Hamlin. Her third. And that will do it for the top half of the sixth. Knox County still leads 7-5 as we go to the bottom half next on Crest.
If you've ever bought or sold real estate, then you know one of the most important people to have on your side is your local abstractor. It's the abstractor's job to tell you the history of the home, property, or building you are about to purchase. Knox County Abstract in Edina and Pickle Abstract Company in Kirksville take pride in doing their jobs professionally and accurately for you. They are there to help with all your abstract and title needs. Stop in today at Knox County Abstract in Edina or Pickle Abstract Company in Kirksville, where you will get fast and friendly service.
The significance of school is something that reaches beyond education. School is a place where young people learn, encourage each other, and grow into adults. That is why the Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of Knox County Schools in Edina are so proud of their students. These young adults support each other in sporting events, academics, and in their individual walks through life. Keep up the good work, students. The Board of Education, Administration, Faculty, and Staff of the Knox County School in Edina are proud to support the students of Knox County.
Bottom half of the sixth inning. Knox County is three outs away from a trip to the Class 1 quarterfinals. There's no score between Brunswick and Brunswick-Keetzel Meadville game right now. I'd say that game is over on 99.9 FM. If you want to listen to the conclusion of that game after we're done with this one. 7-5, Knox County leads. It's Michaela Griffith in a 1-1 count, and she'll smoke one in the left center field, and this will bounce off the wall, and they will throw it in for towards the center or back into the infield, and it's going to be a stand-up double for Michaela Griffith. And now Zach Short is going to talk with the home plate umpire. Looks like we're going to get some sort of change here, it looks like. Haley Miller is scheduled to be the next batter, and it looks like we're going to get a courtesy runner. It's going to be Taylor Walker, the freshman. And Griffith will come in, gets a high five from everyone in the dugout, and Walker does provide a little bit more speed for Knox County. And it looks like they're going to try and see if they can try to extend this two-run lead. Certainly can't hurt since La Plata has scored in bunches in the two innings that they've scored. Miller has struck out twice. Here's a pop-up foul off the backstop for strike one. Infield. The corners are playing in a little bit, anticipating a potential bunt from Sydney Miller. She shows it. It's placed. Cox. Or Coy, I beg your pardon, over to first. And it's caught by Carvajal for the first out. Sacrifice successful. And with that, Walker is now over at third. Dooley now to the plate. She's over two. With one out in the bottom of the six. Can she give Knox County some insurance? Here's a grounder. It's going to score the run. And Dooley does her job on the RBI ground out. It's now 8-5, Knox County. And it's back to the top of the lineup with Kinsley Johnson. Her first is a very big-time changeup, and it's inside for ball one. Her pitch down the middle for strike one. Here's a 1-1 count. Grounder. This is going to be Coy down the first base line. Quick throw, not in time. And it is going to be an infield single for Kinsley Johnson. And it'll bring up Sydney Miller. This Knox County team watching him for the first time. I'll tell you, they have a lot of resemblance of what Canton's state championship team have. And the key to that was, as Johnson gets the second, you got an ace pitcher that will go pretty much any time nonstop in Katie Hamlin. You have the senior leadership, seven of them, as a matter of fact. So the experience is there in playing the big games. There's a little bit of hunger trying to prove themselves. And they've had contributions all up and down the lineup in some facet. Here's a 1-1. And those are a lot of ingredients to make for a very dangerous softball team. And albeit they did have some errors tonight, this Knox County team is definitely the real deal, and they were able to hold on. They're going to be a team to really reckon with in a quarterfinal. If they happen to go any further than that, they'll be a tough out at state. That's just my two cents for what it's worth. You can take it or leave it. 2-2 count, and it's a strikeout for Olivia Coy. And she retires Sydney Miller. Knox County, three outs away from a trip to the Class 1 quarterfinal. We'll tell you about it next on Crest and CentralMoInfo.com.
Once you start banking online, it all just starts to click. You get e-statements, online bill pay, 24/7 access, your whole financial picture right on your screen. Plus, with our bank, you get the local support you need to make it all work. Get clicking with online banking today.
United State Bank, a better way to bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at usb1.com.
Now that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the Business Loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
Top of the seventh inning here at La Plata High School. The Bulldogs are at bat in the top of the seventh. Again, they are the visiting team, albeit they're at home. And La Plata is down to their final three outs. The first pitch to Victoria Bodie is down the middle for strike one. It'll be Piper Wood to follow, and Olivia Coy is third. And that is going to be outside for ball number one. Bodie is 0-3 in this game. Struck out, a ground out, and a pop out to the catcher. Here's a pop up. Foul territory down the third base side. A little bit too far out of range for the Lady Eagles to corral that. So the leadoff hitter for the Bulldogs is still alive. One-two pitch coming up. Victoria Bodie. Hamlin wants to go the distance. Can she do it? Her pitch. Screamer foul. Down the third base side. Out of the reach of Dooley, who's playing the line. Sydney Miller also doing so for Knox County on the first base side.
Come on, Corey! You got it?
1-2 pitch. trying to get a running start was Bodie, and it's going to be fouled away. 1-2 the count. The pitch. Pop up to the shortstop Mason for the first out. Knox County's two outs away from a trip to the quarterfinal. It'll be Piper Wood. Also 0-2. Or 0-3, I should say. Her first pitch almost gets clipped by Hamlin. And it's a 1-0 count. The windup and the pitch. Screamer down the third baseline. Foul, though. That would have been a probably extra base hit for Piper Wood. That's about 6 inches to the right. Instead, it's a 1-1. One-one pitch, a little bit outside. 2-1. So the Plata team knocked off Atlanta 5-4. They allowed a runner on third with no outs in the top of the seventh. This time they're trying to go the other way, and it is Wood who fans on strike number two. It's now two outs. They got a strikeout popped out and a flyout to right field to clinch the district championship. 2-2, pop up. And the high night sky into left field, and a lot of hang time off the warning track and foul. We'll do it again. Well, with only one senior graduating in Jace Gregory, this La Plata team is going to return pretty much their entire lineup. Those seem to find their new number four hitter and also a person that could play first base. Comebacker over to first. Two outs. Hamlin has been busy on the mound, looking to go the distance. And La Plata's season now on the line with Olivia Coy at the plate. 2-for-3 is the freshman. Her first pitch is in the dirt for ball one. So far, the third inning and a pair of runs has been the difference. Here's a grounder to Mason, the shortstop over to first, and it's in and out of the glove. And Coy is going to reach, and La Plata still has life. And again, the Bulldogs getting all of their base runners on with two outs. And the one thing Knox County is going to have to clean up prior to their quarterfinal, regardless if they play Brunswick, Keetzel, or Meadville, is the amount of errors. They've had a total of 4 in this game. Here is J.C. Gregory now, senior for La Plata. Her first pitch, high and outside, ball one. Gregory ready for a 1-0 offering. Grounder down the first baseline. Foul. Look out, everyone. 1-1 to count. Hamlin, 1-1 pitch. And La Plata's down to their last strike as that's fouled off the backstop. La Plata down to their final strike. 1-2. The pitch. Rounder. This is Dooley over to first. Knox County is going back to the Class 1 quarterfinals. 8-5 is our final tonight. They empty the dugout, and they all hug Dooley on the third baseline for the final out, while the La Plata Bulldogs line up on the first base side. Now the two teams will line up, as they always do after the conclusion of any high school event, shake hands and congratulations on successful seasons and also a very hard-fought game. We'll be back in 2 minutes on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com and catch up with both coaches. That is Zach Short of Knox County and Greg Fisher of La Plata. And it's Knox County going back to the Class 1 quarterfinals for the second time in 2 years. They have an 8-5 win over La Plata on CrescentCentralMoInfo.com.
At La Plata State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank, there is a good relationship between the bank and you because La Plata State Bank works hard to help you get the most out of your money. That is one reason why the customers who began banking at La Plata State Bank years ago are still satisfied customers. La Plata State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank, is your full-service home-owned bank in La Plata and a proud supporter of the La Plata Lady Bulldogs. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When the most difficult time in your life takes place and you're dealing with the loss of a loved one, Travis Funeral Chapel of La Plata is there for you. Available 24 hours a day, Travis Funeral Chapel will help you with every detail and are dedicated to carrying out the final wishes of your loved one. Randy, Michelle, Neil, and Sherry Travis are known for their personal and professional services, efficiency, and reflection. Whether you're deciding on your pre-arrangement needs or choosing what is right for a loved one, give Travis Funeral Chapel of La Plata a call or visit their website at travisfuneralchapel.com.
With fall harvest comes fall application of fertilizer, anhydrous, and chemicals. At Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina, they know as a farmer your time is valuable. They'll help save you time by custom applying dry fertilizer to your fields with variable rate technology and custom applying anhydrous as well as custom applying chemicals this fall so you'll be prepared for next year. Give Northeast Missouri Co-op a call today. Their goal is to help you this fall so you'll be ready for next spring. Remember, service is a priority at Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina.
Isn't it frustrating when your phone doesn't work the way you want it to? Well, the same can be said when your back, shoulder, or knees don't work like they used to. That's where we come in at Columbia Orthopedic Group. Count on us to find out what's wrong and do the right things to get you back to health. Call us at 573-443-2402 for your appointment today. We're online at ColumbiaOrthoGroup.com. Columbia Orthopedic Group, defining excellence.
Regional Radio encourages you to stop by these fine businesses and thank them for making this Knox County La Plata softball Class 1 sectional possible. That would be the La Plata R2 School, La Plata Nursing Home, MFA Agri-Services, Travis Funeral Chapel, all of La Plata. La Plata State Bank, a division of Northeast Missouri State Bank, Knox County R1 School District, United State Bank in Lewistown, Edina, Ewing, Palmyra, and Shelvina, Pickle Abstract Company of Kirksville, Knox County Abstract of Edina, Schuyler County Abstract of Lancaster, Northeast Missouri Co-op of Edina and Shelbyville. The Pear Tree, Kitchen and Bar in Macon, Samaritan Hospital, where patients are the priority. Sheraton Valley, keeping you connected. Columbia Orthopedic Group of Columbia, Moberly Area Community College in Moberly, Macon, Kirksville, Hannibal, Mexico, Columbia, and online. Capital Paving and Construction, check them out online at capitalmo.gov. And we will nominate an outstanding player of the game as well while we have a moment, while the Knox County Eagles are getting their sectional photo taken at the home plate of the La Plata softball field. Some of the parents as well coming out as well. And how can you not give it to Katie Hamlin tonight? The solo home run in the fifth. She pitched a complete game as well on the mound with a total of three strikeouts. And on top of that, she managed to have a three RBI afternoon as well and scored three runs. So she is going to get it. Brought to you by Farmers Insurance and Financial Services, Jeff Freeman Agency for all your insurance needs, auto, home, life, and more. Coming up next on Cress, we'll hear from the winning coach, Knox County, Zach Short. We'll be back in a moment on 104.7.
Now that
that Jacob has finished high school, we're exploring our options, but we just haven't found the right fit yet.
Well, Hannah just finished her first year at Moberly Area Community College and loves it. Jake could knock out his general education classes or enroll in a career technical program at less than half the cost.
Oh, well, they do have a Columbia location on the Business Loop, and the Moberly campus is only a half hour away.
He could go to MACC for 2 years, then transfer to a four-year college, or get a work-ready certificate and go straight into a career.
Either way, MACC sounds like a smart start.
With fall harvest comes fall application of fertilizer and hydrous and chemicals. At Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina, they know as a farmer your time is valuable. They'll help save you time by custom applying dry fertilizer to your fields with variable rate technology, and custom applying anhydrous as well as custom applying chemicals this fall so you'll be prepared for next year. Give Northeast Missouri Co-op a call today. Their goal is to help you this fall so you'll be ready for next spring. Remember, service is a priority at Northeast Missouri Co-op in Edina.
Welcome back to La Plata, and the Knox County Eagles are advancing to the Class 1 quarterfinals for the second time in 3 years after an 8-5 win over the La Plata Bulldogs. Zach Short, the first-year coach, is the man responsible behind guiding these Eagles to the Class 1 quarterfinals. Coach, first off, congratulations. What does this mean?
Thanks very much. Well, we appreciate it. It means a lot. It means a lot. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to the girls, obviously. It means a lot to the Knox County community. We had a little bit of everything tonight, didn't we? Mm-hmm. And it feels good that we were able to show some grit in the face of adversity, some perseverance, and I think the girls have come a long way. I'm very, very blessed to have them, and I'm very proud of them.
How important was the start tonight, getting two runs in the first?
I thought that was everything. Our plan was to come out and attack early. We knew Coy's such a great pitcher, and we knew they were young, so we wanted to put a little pressure on them. And Ken's hit the ball hard, and Sid got the sack bunt over. And anytime you got Katie coming up in a situation, you feel pretty good about it. And she was able to belt that double, and it just took whatever maybe stress or pressure they were feeling, it kind of lifted it off of them. And that was a great way to start.
Ken Zach Short, the Knox County coach, joining us here post-game on Crescent at CentralMoInfo.com. And then it really looked like the offense really got going there, especially in that third inning by scoring four runs. What was kind of the key to allowing that snowball and ultimately getting that 6-0 lead?
It was just, I think, production from everywhere. Everybody had a role in that. That was just a big inning. Michaela with the big hit. There were just so many good things. We got the bloop and we got the double, and we had production all over. It came from every place. It wasn't just usual suspects on that, and I think that's kind of part of who we are. That's part of our identity. I think that's why it makes us hard, or a hard opponent, because we're able to, find somebody, even that 7-8-9 hole, who can get a big hit. That's just the way we have it staggered, and our kids are gritty, and they showed that toughness tonight.
Yeah, you definitely had contributions all over the lineup, and then La Plata made their run with pretty much getting a lot of their offense on two outs. What did you learn from the resiliency standpoint from your team that you hope can move forward in the rest of this potential run?
Yeah, just to never quit. And I think I knew that. I feel like tonight was a bit of an anomaly with our outfield, because I trust Caitlin Campbell and Kinsley Johnson to make the plays. They've been making them all year. I don't think the moment got too big. I just think that, we misplayed a couple. And we've got to do a better job locating pitches when we're ahead as well. And my hat's off to La Plata and their girls, because they could have just packed it up and said, no, we'll come back next year, because they are loaded. But they didn't. They made good contact. We didn't make plays. But we kept in it. We picked each other up. They had the tying run on second. And, Katie coming back in that big blast just kind of opened us back up again, and we were able to extend it from there.
And speaking of Katie as well, I was going to ask her a little bit about it. This seemed like this was kind of one of her vintage games, albeit she maybe didn't have her best outing on the mound for any stretch of imagination. She really battled the entire night.
Yeah, she's just a tremendous softball player, and we're lucky we have number four on our team, and it's been a blessed coach. You're going to get to know her a little bit better as an athlete. I've always loved her as a student, but now – and, she did what she had to do. Yeah, the velocity was down a little bit, and we'll get that figured out. That may have been, just how she was feeling today, but she was able to spin it, and she was able to make important pitches when it mattered. That top of the seventh, seeing the top of their lineup, she was absolutely flawless. And that's what we needed to close it down.
So looking ahead, game's not final yet, but Meadville's leading Brunswick-Keytesville by the score of 2-0. Regardless of who your opponent is going to be, what's going to be very important in this quarterfinal for you guys Saturday in order to book your trip to Springfield?
I think that we will shore up any defensive miscues we had. We'll get that taken care of tomorrow. I think if we can continue to put that relentless pressure that we've talked about on an opposing defense, limit our strikeouts like we did tonight, I think that we'll have a good chance. And I'd take these girls over any other girls in the state, and I'm just blessed that we get a couple more days of practice and see what happens on Saturday.
Zach Short, the Knox County Eagles coach, joining us here on CrestCentralNOVA.com. Coach, congratulations, and we'll see you Saturday.
Thank you, man. We really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Coming up next, we will catch up with La Plata coach Greg Fisher in 1 minute on CrestCentralNOVA.com.
Greatness. It's not born of coincidence. It's not a product of luck. It's forged through dedication, drills, and the acquisition of new skills. Wanting won't get you there, but sweat equity just might.
Sheraton Valley, your complete communications provider, proudly supports all area school activities. Sheraton Valley wishes you the best of luck this season. See how we are keeping you connected at cvalley.net.
Once you start banking online, it all just starts to click. You get e-statements, online bill pay, 24/7 access, your whole financial picture right on your screen. Plus, with our bank, you get the local support you need to make it all work. Get clicking with online banking today. United State Bank, a better way to bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at usb1.com.
Final segment here from La Plata on CrestCentralMOFA.com. Now joined by La Plata coach Greg Fisher. Coach, never easy to lose in your final game of the regular season, but ultimately everyone has to, except for two teams down at state. Kind of take us through a little bit of the game. How did it transpire for you guys?
Well, we got off to kind of a rocky start. Made an error and then had a little bloop single, and I thought maybe we lost our composure a little bit, got down 2-0, and Knox then just kept hammering on us a little bit. And, you know, down 6-0, you feel like the game's maybe about to get away from you, and then we battled back, and we put a hit and run on and ended up being able to score a runner from first, even though she fell down between second and third. So kind of sparked us a little bit, and I'm proud of the girls for coming back and not rolling over and taking a 10-run defeat, and I look forward to good things to come from them.
I was going to say the bright side is you're going to have 8 of your 9 starters coming back next year. We'll talk about that in just a moment. But this game was 6-0, and the way Hamlin was pitching, it practically looked like the game was going to be out of reach for a couple of times. But you get a couple of key 2-out hits, and then you basically get right back in the game. Talk to me about the resiliency that this Bulldogs team has had all season in those kinds of situations.
Well, we're going to play 7 innings, and we're not going to give up, and the girls are going to stay focused and into the game, and we're going to, regardless of the score, we're going to try to take quality at-bats. And whether they're freshmen or sophomores or juniors or seniors, we expect them to get a quality at-bat, have an approach. And I thought maybe early in the game we didn't have as good of approach as we should have, and we kind of settled in and started waiting until we got our pitch to hit. And I thought Brooklyn Carvajal, a freshman, had a terrific hit that showed what she's capable of, and we got a lot of young girls that they're just not going to give up. They're going to keep battling. I told them as they went to the dugout after we got down 6-0, I said, we can either roll over and we can get 10 runs in 5, or we can battle back. And I don't think we scored that inning, but we started to have better at-bats, and I thought, we might be able to battle back and get back in this game.
Yeah, I was going to say, and then at one point you got it to within – you got within 1 run, the tying run over at second. This is kind of, we talked about this kind of during the softball warm-up show way back in August. This is kind of going to be kind of a transitional year with all your senior graduates, but nevertheless, you made it to the state playoffs, win the district championship as well. Talk to us a little bit about what's the potential of this very young La Plata team moving forward?
Well, I mean, potentially, I mean, our goal next year will be to reach the Final Four. With that being said, there's a lot of good teams along the way you got to beat. But, you know, I told our girls tonight, this season, this year, you know, I can't believe that there's, you know, seven or eight teams better than us. And, you know, so that'll be your goal. Obviously, you know, with teams like Canton and Knox and Schuyler and Atlanta and teams like that that you got to go through to get out of district, that doesn't mean you're making reservations at state yet. But, you know, that'll be the goal is I think we're good enough. I think we're in that tier of team, and we should only get better as we go along.
Greg Bisher, the La Plata Bulldog coach, joining us here at CrestCentralMoInfo.com. Coach, you're always great with your time, either on the diamond or, heck, in a couple weeks when it's a lot warmer inside on the hardwood, and we'll be catching up with you relatively soon for some hoops. Appreciate the time, as always.
Hey, no problem. Appreciate the coverage. And I just want to finish up by saying how proud of this young team I am. J.C. Gregory, our senior, only senior, proud of her leadership. Piper, Olivia, Tamara, Erica, all the girls, you guys will be back and be back with a vengeance. So look forward to that. Look forward to springtime and getting back when school's out and getting back on the diamond and playing some softball again.
Well said, well said. Greg Bisher, the La Plata coach, showing us here, and he's exactly right. They are going to be going nowhere in the next couple of years. Congratulations to Knox County. They'll be taking on either Meadville or Brunswick-Keatsville in the quarterfinal this upcoming Saturday. They improved to 19-4-1 on the season. Meanwhile, La Plata finishes their 2018 campaign 21-5 on the year. And as we mentioned, this team's not going to be going anywhere in the next couple of years. I'd like to give a big thanks to Jeremy Carter, spinning the dials back at the Moberly Motorsports desk tonight. If you're wanting to catch the conclusion of that game, if you are a Knox County fan or just happen to be curious what that quarterfinal matchup is going to be, Eric's got that over on 99.9 FM.